USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The death toll now stands at 25 in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, where rainstorms left at least 8 inches of precipitation in the eastern part of the state over the course of 48 hours. Governor Andy Beshear is warning people that the number of victims could go up as a result of flash flooding.
From everything we've seen, we may be updating the count of how many we lost for the next several weeks.
President Biden has made a disaster declaration allowing more than a dozen Kentucky counties to receive federal disaster relief. Flooding is also causing problems in the West. A torrential thunderstorm caused water to cascade from the ceiling at a Las Vegas casino. In Arizona, a driver had to be rescued from a vehicle after they were caught in floodwaters in Apache Junction east of Mesa. Wall Street closed Friday with its best month since November 2020. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for the deaths of dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war in a separatist-controlled area in the eastern part of Ukraine. According to Ukrainian officials, the Kremlin launched nighttime attacks on several Ukrainian cities. Separatist authorities and Russian officials said the attack killed more than 50 Ukrainian POWs and wounded another 75. The International Red Cross has asked to visit the prison to ensure that the wounded have proper treatment. After warning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stay away from Taiwan, China's ruling Communist Party announced it was conducting what it called live-fire exercises near the Pingtang Islands opposite the Taiwanese coast. Beijing has long claimed the island democracy as part of its territory. The one-sentence announcement gave no indication whether the exercise might include missiles, fighter planes, or other weapons. Pelosi has not confirmed whether or not she would go to Taiwan. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We now know what officials in Spain are seeking for an international pop star over taxes. USA Radio's Ellie Andrews is in Los Angeles.
Prosecutors in singer Shakira's ongoing criminal tax fraud case told the court that the Colombian superstar should face an 8-year and 2-month sentence if convicted of tax fraud, along with a lengthy prison stay. Prosecutors also urged a 20 million euro fine. Shakira is being charged with failing to pay the government 14.5 million euros in taxes between the years 2012 and 2014. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Hershey's is warning that Halloween and Christmas could be a little less sweet this year. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more on the candy shortage.
Hershey's is warning it'll have a shortage of Halloween and Christmas candy this year. The candy company is saying global supply chain issues and the war in Ukraine have made it difficult to get all the ingredients, including cocoa. Halloween usually makes up about 10% of the company's annual sales. Customers can expect to pay more for candy because of overall inflation. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Unless you're in Illinois, you likely did not win the $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot. The single winning ticket was sold in a Chicago suburb. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.